It's Friday, December 29th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The Communist Party of China officially banned Sunday schools in the country's Wenzhou district back in August, as provinces around the country are prohibiting children from attending faith-based activities. In response, Christian parents in Wenzhou have continued to teach their children about Jesus and the Bible. One of the parents, surnamed Chen, told Reuters, quote, "Faith comes first, grades come second," end quote, noting that the Chinese state education is morally and spiritually deficient. Many are teaching their children the Christian faith in private homes or other locations. Wenzhou, known as China's Jerusalem for its large Christian population, began as a small Christian community through the work of British missionary George Stott with Hudson Taylor's Inland China Mission back in the 19th century. Now, the community has grown to over 1 million believers. Chen said, quote, "There will definitely be more Christian believers in the next generation. The ability for the Christian faith to be inherited and passed on is ever-growing," end quote. Psalm 103:17-18 says, "The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children, to such as keep His covenant, and to those who remember His commandments to do them." Release International put out their 2018 Persecution Trend Report in their 50th year of campaigning for persecuted Christians internationally, highlighting China, Nigeria, Africa, and India as, quote, "countries of concern," end quote. New regulations in China go into effect next February, tightening the government's control over churches and places of worship. In its continued crackdown on Christianity, Christmas celebrations in China were suppressed or banned. Nigerian African Christians have experienced sustained attacks from Muslim Fulani herdsmen for over a year, leading to hundreds of deaths. In India, Hindu extremists have increased violence against Christians and called on the government to shut down churches. The report also covers abuses against Christians in North Korea, Vietnam, Iran, and Egypt. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in these countries this coming year. Images released by the U.S. Department of Treasury appear to show vessels from China and North Korea illegally trading oil in the West Sea after trade sanctions were imposed by the United Nations on North Korea, according to a South Korean newspaper. China has denied the oil sales, and President Trump responded on Twitter yesterday saying, quote, "Very disappointed that China is allowing oil to go into North Korea. There will never be a friendly solution to the North Korea problem if this continues to happen," end quote. Pro-abortion group Amnesty International Ireland received over $160,000 from the Open Society Foundations, funded by American globalist billionaire George Soros. Ireland's Standards and Public Office Commission found the donation in violation of the 1997 Electoral Act, which guards against wealthy foreign donations to sway their own national public policy. The commission ordered Amnesty to return the money intended to fund a campaign to repeal Ireland's ban on the murder of the unborn. Psalm 9:15 says, "The nations have sunk down in the pit where they made, in the net where they hid. Their own foot is caught." On Thursday, Alabama election officials certified that pro-abortion Democrat Doug Jones is the official winner of the December 12th special election for the U.S. Senate between Jones and Republican Judge Roy Moore. A circuit court denied a lawsuit filed by Moore late on Wednesday to delay the certification based on voter irregularities and possible voter fraud. In the final count, Jones received 21,924 more votes than Moore out of about 1.3 million votes. Yesterday, an Oregon appellate court upheld State Labor Commissioner Brad Avakian's $135,000 penalty on Christian bakery owners Aaron and Melissa Klein for not providing a cake for two women who wanted to get married to each other. The Oregon judges found that Aaron Klein's quotation of biblical language that homosexuality is, quote, "an abomination," end quote, to be a cause of, quote, "emotional distress," end quote, worth the damages award. Proverbs 17:15 declares, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." And finally, a Utah sheriff's officer was hailed as a hero after diving into a frozen pond to rescue an 8-year-old boy named Jason, who fell through the ice after running after his dog on Christmas Day. Sheriff Sergeant Aaron Thompson broke through the ice with his hands and dove down to find the boy who had been submerged for an estimated 30 minutes. Listen to how Thompson described the rescue on CNN.
It was difficult. The conditions were extreme. Towards the end of the time in water, I knew that I was starting to struggle, and I knew I didn't have much time left. It was a last-second save.
Remarkably, after being hospitalized, Jason is awake and doing well. Praise God. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Friday, December 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.